Argentina welcomes Christy Noem with horseback riding and famous local barbecue. By Christian K. Caruso on July 29, 2025. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Christy Noem received a warm welcome from President Javier Milei and his cabinet during her official visit to Argentina on Monday, including horseback riding with Security Minister Patricia Bullrich and enjoying the country's famous asado barbecue. Sec. Noem met with President Milei in Buenos Aires and discussed bilateral cooperation on migration, international security, and counterterrorism. The two countries signed a memorandum titled Security Alliance for Fugitive Enforcement, which will see the U.S. and Argentina facilitate the sharing of criminal history information. Argentina also confirmed its intention to adopt the United States Electronic Nationality Verification (ENV) program, which will allow for an expedited removal of Argentine illegal migrants from U.S. territory. It's been a privilege to witness the beauty of Argentina and the rich culture that shapes its people and country, Sec. Noem said in a statement. Thank you, President Milei, Foreign Minister Gerardo Wertheim, and Minister of National Security Patricia Bullrich, for your partnership in strengthening our shared security efforts and for so generously welcoming us. After signing the agreements, the Argentine government invited Sec. Noem to visit Campo de Mayo, one of Argentina's most important military facilities, marking the first time a U.S. cabinet official visits the facility. A local folklore group welcomed Sec. Noem with a traditional samba and a chacarera gaucho song before the U.S. secretary joined government officials for an asado lunch. One of the cooks explained to reporters that the asado contained vacío, flank steak, pork belly, ribs, chorizo, morcilla, blood sausage, and chicken. McDonald's? No, there are no burgers, one of the cooks told a reporter who jokingly asked what they would do if Sec. Noem asked for a burger instead. Sec. Noem and Security Minister Bullrich, her counterpart in the Argentine government, rode on horseback during her stay at Campo de Mayo. The U.S. official explained on social media that it was her first time riding an Argentine bred horse. Bullrich described it as a day with Christy Noem focused on alliances, bilateralism, and freedom. Her name is Abundance, Sec. Noem said of the horse, stressing that no hour of life is wasted that is spent in the saddle. During her meeting with President Milei and other members of the Argentine government, Argentina signed a letter of intention to join the United States Visa Waiver Program, VWP, which the South American nation was previously part of between 1996 and 2002. Sec. Noem highlighted that, under President Milei's administration, Argentina now has the lowest U.S. visa overstay rate in all of Latin America. An estimated 25% more Argentines visited the U.S. during the first 4 months of 2025 when compared to 2024. The U.S. official told local reporters that it is very difficult for Argentina to join VWP in less than a year, but emphasized that Washington wants to see Argentina qualify for the program as soon as possible. The Argentine presidency said in a statement that the start of the VWP adherence process is clear proof of the excellent ties and mutual trust between President Javier Milei and President Donald Trump and the coordinated labor of Argentine officials with U.S. authorities. Secretary Noem is the third U.S. cabinet official to visit Argentina in 2025. Her visit follows Secretary of Health and Human Services Robert F. Kennedy's visit in May, at a time when Argentina joined the United States in departing from the World Health Organization, WHO, and MOLD, creating an alternative health organization. In April, U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent met with President Milei in Argentina. Milei stressed at the time that he believes like-minded countries must work together and reiterated Argentina's intention to be a staunch ally of the United States in the region. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.